and welcome to Love Bonds, the podcast that will help you understand, nurture, and repair your romantic relationship. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and here I will harness my years of experience as a relationship and couple counselor to deep dive into the complex challenges of romantic relationships. Let's get started. Would you like to know the secret that securely connected couples know and that you may not? In fact, to be clear, the happily married, long-lasting couples may not even realize that this is the thing that they do that keeps them happily connected. But I'm going to tell you what that is today. So look, we're all caught in this pandemic. And no matter how you slice it or what your situation is, individuals, couples, and families are under enormous stress and strain with this pandemic. There's the conditions alone, even for, you know, happily connected couples are feeling the strain. People are living in their jammies and joggers. They're together 24/7. There's a lot of worry. There's an enormous amount of uncertainty, fretfulness. Life is dramatically different. And typically, when I have seen couples in my office before the pandemic, I would ask them, so how much time a day do you spend, right? When are you together daily to connect? And they might say, oh, we only have about 15 minutes. We get up, we go to the gym, we go to work, we catch the train, we go to work, we drop the kids off at the sitter, we walk the dog, then at night we come home from the train, we're exhausted, we have to do the children, the dishes, the dog, the house. It's sort of this endless go, 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 go. And I'm often suggesting spend more time together. But these days, it's an unnatural, forced conditions that are limiting, that are, it's almost akin to being a, maybe say soldiers in the foxhole, where you're really dependent upon your foxhole mate to have your back and protect you during battle. It's something like that. And it's not natural to be together continuously and in a forced way, and in and not having the other connections with either work colleagues, friends, family. It's a very strained and unusual time. And so what we want here, the challenge is to make sure that when this is over, your relationship is intact. But let's raise the bar a little bit. Let's just say not only intact, that you and your loved one are together, but that your relationship is doing well. And this is no easy task, believe me. This is a tall order. But let me, this is the dilemma here. We want to emerge intact and with a strong relationship, a relationship that can endure time. Maybe you'll look back at this and say, if we can endure the pandemic of 2020, we can do anything, right? We can do it. So you might have heard the old adage, never go to bed angry. Well, what I'm about to tell you is a little nuance of that concept of don't stay mad. Of course, when you're mad, the last thing you want to do is connect. You're angry, right? But the research shows that couples that have the ability to repair and restore their connection following a conflict or disconnect fare better for many years. In fact, research also shows that there is no direct correlation between marital conflict and marital satisfaction. That's a pretty big statement. That happily or securely attached couples perhaps do battle a lot. They might actually be in conflict a lot. But their secret is following the conflict, they repair. They restore the emotional balance in their relationship and they feel good again. The love is there. They reassure the other that they're loved and wanted following a period of disconnect. When you have that, you actually make it safe to do conflict, to engage in conflict. What doesn't work, harmful things, are brushing it under the rug, letting time pass and think, oh, and time passes, and then after some time has gone by, we reconnect, staying angry, disconnecting, you know, getting increasingly further apart. These things are harmful. So the magic is in repairing. And what does that require? That requires one person in the pair, and you could probably identify it just hearing me talk about it. You might say it's me. I'm the one who always reaches for him or her to get back together. Or it could be your partner who's always reaching, but it requires both. So somebody reaches and says, they could say, I'm sorry, but you don't have to. Just say, I'm in such pain to be, when we argue, it hurts so much. I miss you. Even though we're fighting, even though we don't agree right now, I still love you, dear. You're the most important person to me. Come here. Can you give me a hug? Can I hug? Would it be okay if I hugged you? Something that softens it and reconnect. So one person initiates a reach, a connection, and the other party kind of accepts that. Yeah, this sucks that we're fighting. It hurts me too. Come here, but I do love you. Some reassurance of, I love you, we love each other, and we're gonna be okay. That's the magic. That in the big picture, despite these differences, these tensions, we're going to be okay. In other words, you repair or restore the emotional balance. You might think of it this way, this concept. We have all seen or have a little child, a small child whose emotions are a little raw on the surface. Little children are still developing that emotional balance. They're not developed yet. And so they can quickly have a meltdown, cry, scream, carry on. Their emotions run wild. And then a parent, a loved one, someone comforts, soothes, and reassures. It's going to be okay, dear. It's all right. Come here. Come on my lap. Let me hug you. And the child will go from big crying tears, a big episode, to a softer, gentler, maybe a whimper. And the next thing you know, in a few minutes, they are stop crying and they're laughing. And you might say, weren't they crying, you know, 10 minutes ago? And now look at them. They're playing with their toys and they're smiling. It's something like that. You want to get the emotional connection, the emotional state balanced. That we're basically, it conveys, we're going to be okay. At the end of the day, we do love each other. Come here, dear. And after you steady the emotional state between you, then you can problem solve or talk about the dilemma or the conflict or the tension. But first order of business is to restore the emotional balance, because your emotional state and your partner's are intricately entwined. One person cannot be steady or feel balanced if the other one is angry or off. It requires both. It's almost like you're one unit with two moving parts, and you've got to get that unit of two steady. So when I gave the example of the child, that is one, that is an individual. And it took the loving parent to calm the child down. In a way, that is akin to the relationship. You need one person to kind of soften it, to reach for connection, and the other one to permit that, to welcome the person back, to open their arms and say, to respond, essentially. And when this happens, oh, it's beautiful. And this is the aim. When this happens, the relationship has kind of restored your balance. You don't feel that pain and tension of disconnect. The problem may not be solved. The remedy might not have been found to the thing that caused the problem, but the emotional state is steady, and you can have peace of mind that you do indeed love each other. Your love will get you through, and you know that your partner has your back, and with that, then you can solve the problem. So try that so that you can not only come out of this pandemic with your relationship intact, but stronger and on solid footing to go the distance. And maybe you'll look back on the pandemic of 2020 and say, if our relationship, if we can get through quarantine, we can get through anything. Kind of we can do it. Together we can, but not in the public service announcement way, in the more intimate way of connection. So try that. Thank you for joining me on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found that it helped, and I hope it did, I'd be very appreciative of an iTunes review. Simply use your cell phone to go to Love Bonds on iTunes, tap on the podcast image, scroll down to ratings and reviews, and leave your review. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you very much for listening, and stay safe. Thank you. Bye for now.